From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. Who needs jingle bells? You've got Jingle Bill Curtis. And here's your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, everybody. Such a fine show for you today. Best thing about our show is our special guest, Jacques Pepin. He's an acclaimed chef. He's cooked for presidents. He's taught a generation of people about classical French cuisine. And he has absolutely nothing to say about politics. Because you know what takes the awful taste of the current primary out of your mouth? Lots of butter. We want to smell what you're cooking, so give us a call. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hey, Peter. My name is Philip Basliga, calling from Colorado Springs, Colorado.
Colorado Springs is a beautiful place. What do you do there?
I'm actually active duty Air Force. I've been serving for about 7 years out here.
Wow. Are you based? Yeah.
Thank you.
Go Air Force. Are you based up at the Air Force Academy there in the house?
I am not. I'm down at Peterson Air Force Base.
Right. So do you fly those planes?
I do not fly. I'm on the ground.
Really?
Yeah.
Just waving to them as they go?
Yeah, I just wave it.
Bye. Bye, fighter jets.
Somebody's got to maintain perspective.
Absolutely. Whoa, those guys are going fast. Well, welcome to the show, Philip. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First up, it's the man behind the Too Beautiful to Live podcast and the host of Livewire. It's Mr. Luke Burbank. Hey, Philip.
Hey, Luke.
And so excited to have her back. It's the amazing singer who just released a box set of all her albums on beautiful vinyl. It's called Truck Driver, Gladiator Mule. It is Nico Case.
Hello.
Finally, a humorist and author of the upcoming book, Save Room for Pie. It's Roy Blunt Jr.
Hey, Philip.
Hey, Roy.
So, Philip, you're going to play Who's Bill this time. Bill Curtis is going to read you three quotes from the week's news. Your job, correctly identify or explain just two of them. Do that, you'll win our prize. Scorekeeper emeritus Carl Castle's voice in your home answering machine. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
All righty. Here is your first quote. It is somebody delivering really bad news.
I will never leave this race.
That was a man who apparently we're going to have to endure for the entirety of the presidential campaign. Who is it?
One could only guess the one and only Donald Trump.
That is right, Donald Trump. Now, we don't know exactly what Trump meant by saying he's never leaving the race. Maybe he means he'll run as an independent if he doesn't get the Republican nomination. Maybe he means he'll just keep running forever. Maybe he just meant he's never leaving the white race. In which case, sorry, white people.
That would be the safest option for him at this point.
Yes, I know. Listen, at this point, we then talk about all the things that Trump did and said this week. But I'm going to be honest, we can't do it. We cannot talk about him anymore. Instead, we are going to fill the time we usually use talking about Trump with something just as worthwhile. Here it is.
Did you know that the original family name, which I think his grandfather had the name Drumpf, D-R-U-M-F.
Drumpf.
Drumpf. Drumpf. I don't think he would have gotten anywhere as Drumpf. The Drumpf Tower.
Do you have any sounds of disgust you'd like to add?
Well, I'm sitting on one right now.
Yeah. All right. Philip, here is your next quote.
This guy is such a total pussycat, it's stunning.
That was Fox News analyst Ralph Peters, who, by the way, left off the word cat in the original quote, responding to whose big Sunday night address to the nation?
That would be our commander-in-chief, Barack Obama.
Yes, indeed, President Obama, your commander-in-chief, as an active duty Air Force man. President Obama should have known better. If you're going to go on television on Sunday night in primetime, you've got to bring your A game. Sunday night is when we watch The Sopranos or Game of Thrones, right? If you're not going to whack somebody by 9:45, don't bother. Republicans hated the speech, of course. They said the president was helpless, feckless. Well, they, of course, are all feckful. Uh-huh. Senator Ted
As
Cruz.
As opposed to helpful.
Yeah. Oh, Senator Ted Cruz said he would, quote, simply kill the terrorists, unquote. Mm. Now, why didn't anybody else think of that? We were just going to unfriend them on Facebook. All right, here, Philip, is your last quote.
Mail Keem?
That, of course, is the catchphrase from the biggest podcast in the world. After a long year of waiting, it's finally back. What podcast?
Oh, man. Starts with an S.
It starts with S.
Bo Bergdahl was just on it.
Yes. Well, you might enjoy it with your breakfast, which would be...
Cereal,
yes, okay. As you say, the podcast that took the world by storm last year returned this week. This season two, is going to be about Bo Bergdahl. That, as you know, is the soldier who deserted his post and was captured by the Taliban. But we know what happened to him. Come on, Sarah Koenig. You couldn't have found us the Malaysian plane?
There was another program about the first guy, right? We never found out still.
Yeah, we don't know. Although the guy in season one has gotten a new trial, in part because of the attention from Serial.
But there are sort of dueling podcasts because you have the original Serial, which followed this guy's case, and then you have his friends and family who started their own podcast, kind of filling in what they thought were the things that weren't in the original. I presume there's another podcast about that podcast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And listen for it, a podcast that's being started about what I'm saying
right.
about the podcast.
It's podcast all the way down.
That's right.
Bill, how did Philip do on our quiz?
Hey, Philip's pretty good. He listens a lot. He did just perfect.
Oh.
Thank
Congratulations.
You,
well done, Philip.
Thank you.
Keep flying high.